Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade Festive Specials. We ambitiously plan to film these in front of a live audience, but as with everything else in 2020, that didn't quite go to plan. Please bear with us as the audio quality is a little bit patchy at times. We had a lovely time all the same, and hopefully you will too. It's the festive episode of Comedy Arcade, everybody. This is exciting, isn't it? I have three special festive guests that they aren't wearing hats. I wanted them to, but I didn't buy them. So for the people at home, they're not wearing hats. They're not festive at all.
I didn't know we were supposed to.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, no, I should have told you to provide your own, because then it would have been your responsibility. But this is also being videoed, which is quite exciting, but does make it feel quite confusing because I don't know where to look now.
You're looking really intensely at me.
I'm looking intensely.
I think we all do.
Yeah, should we all just do intense constant eye contact?
I'm looking intensely at guest number
Christ,
one.
Like it's some terrible improv warm-up. Yeah.
Yes and.
Yes, yes and. Yes and I hate myself. Yes and you.
You're not yes and
you. Don't block me, you fuck.
You really don't blink.
No, not at all.
I've already lost control of this situation.
His bum all blinks.
Yeah, that's true. Mostly when you show up, to be
wait,
honest.
Wait, you need to introduce like you before you say crass things that you own it. Like,
yeah, boys. Twice for no entry.
You shouldn't have
I knew I shouldn't have put
to
you
other.
Two
Don't
together.
Let them sit
no,
next to each other.
Right.
The awful people.
The sensible voice you can hear is guest number one. It's the wonderful, magical.
Hey, number one. We've got numbers now. What?
You have
I'm
that,
not
yeah.
a number, I'm a free
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
My only guest is.
Oh, thank fuck.
Great. Wow. Oh. That's over.
I have 15 quid and I demand a pizza.
This makes great radio, guys, by the way. This physical comedy is amazing for all the listeners at home.
Sorry. We got up and walked. That's not physical comedy. How dare you body shame us?
Guest number two is John Robertson, the sole reason that the producer of the last set of episodes locked the door of the studio.
Yay!
Because he got up mid-session to get Prosecco for us both, and I let him. So, John Robertson,
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
You don't look like a Prosecco drinker.
No, but you see, the thing is, it was the only alcohol
available.
So I had all of it.
Okay. All right, yeah.
There were minis, but the thing is, you have eight of them, and it has the same effect.
You wouldn't expect, like, John Robinson
it was 11
bar
o'clock
go,
in the morning.
Oh, Prosecco, please. You're like, sorry.
Well, even to say please, to be honest. I'm very much a jump over the bar kind of person. I don't drink a lot, but I smash a lot of bottles into my face.
Get me home!
Ah! You just get the alcohol just through the blood. You know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
As you nut the bar.
Yeah.
We will get through these introductions. We will.
We should have a really good time.
And guest number three, he's a first timer to the podcast, although he did do the live episode. Apparently, he's a lesson I simply can't learn. It's Rich Wilson.
Yes, I won.
So, yeah, people who have not listened before, where have you been? It's been 10 episodes now, so you should know the rules. I have a bingo ball full of Christmas baubles.
Oh, it's still got the tape holding it together.
Yep, you pointed that out last time, even though it was radio.
What a physical comedy.
Yeah. Not just the machine, but also all of our careers.
Yep, this feels like a metaphor at the moment. This is full of Christmas-themed baubles. When I announce the bauble, if you've got a story, anecdote, or something else, you can jump in and talk about it. Don't talk over each other like you have done for the last 10 minutes, though, because otherwise people at home won't understand. There are three cheat codes you can play. New baubles, because it's Christmas. You can play new baubles if you do not like the ball that is played, or if you think someone else has got a good story and you don't want them to tell it because you're spiteful. Not really in the Christmas spirit, but it is a game. We have Double or Nothing. So if you think your story is the best story, play Double or Nothing. If I agree, I will double your points. If I don't agree, I'll give your points to the winner. And we have the Fruit and Nut Machine, because it's Christmas, so it's not just the fruit machine, where I can randomise all your scores at the end and you might get a better one. So that was a quick synopsis of the rules. You look like you haven't taken in a single word. Let's play.
It's a game show. I didn't know. I thought we were being invited to have a lovely convivial chat. Yeah.
No, we're playing a game.
We're playing a game.
Oh, that makes sense.
There are rules
to
your fun.
It looks like Esther's going to win.
Oh, I see. We've already pissed her off.
I allocate the points based on who I like best.
8 out of 10 cats. Yeah. Did I win?
I didn't win last time, though.
No, I don't have any offshore taxes either, so there's reason this is there.
Who won? He won. Tom.
Who won?
He won last time. So you prefer him to
Esther's,
me? No, I'm just working out pecking order.
Pointing to Tom Tuck, who will be in the next episode next week.
You know what? Sometimes, occasionally, things that aren't being described can be picked up due to context. That might work. You, Tom Tuck, I think we all, as one, realised where the finger was being pointed.
Thanks, Sean, for that.
You're very
synopsis.
Welcome. No trouble at all.
That's going to reflect really well in the points I give you.
Thanks for coming, John.
Spoilers, John wins.
So ball number one on this festive special, and it is Christmas parties. Have any of you been to a Christmas party? Are you allowed?
Yep.
What, this year?
No, that's illegal. John Robertson, you're giggling.
I am giggling.
You've got a story for me.
I had a lovely time at a Christmas party. I was booked for a company's corporate gig. And
those poor people.
Oh, yes, very much. They don't know what they paid for, and nor do I. I got blackout drunk. Well, I didn't. I'm just living up to this idea of myself that I've just created in the last few seconds. Weirdly introspective, John. That's okay. Point at Tom Tuck. That seems to be what we're doing. At that
He's
point, John turned
episode.
And pointed to Tom Tuck.
Point at Tom Tuck.
No, I was at a company's Christmas party. It was a fancy dress party. There was a nice young lady who was dressed as Evil Rick from Rick and Morty.
Oh, nice.
And she came up to me and went, "I bet you don't even know what I'm dressed as." She deeply underestimated, one, how nerdy I am, and two, how astonishingly perverse, and so was greeted with the phrase, "Lady, you haven't lived until you've had somebody suck your cock dressed as Evil Rick from Rick and Morty," which I had at a previous year's Christmas party.
Wow.
Big day. Specifically Evil Rick, normal Rick, not for me. I like the monobrow.
All right. How did that end? Did she walk away?
No. It was a great day, and it's coming out in season 4 of Rick and Morty. And also my divorce proceedings.
Well, I can't top that story.
No.
There you go, you win.
Yay!
I'm not taking your job away from you.
Why can't conversations be like this? That was very good, John. We can't beat that. You win. That's all I want in life.
I can't think of any Christmas party.
I've never been to a Christmas party.
Have you not performed any Christmas parties either? Is it just John getting the corporates?
No, I've done corporates, but I don't interact. Like, I just do.
I don't talk to people.
It's the physical act of love. You don't call it interacting.
I'm getting a lot of engagement.
I'm
there to make friends.
I don't mingle with the proles.
No, but you just go, you do your set and you go home. I don't know what he's doing, chatting to people.
Yeah, what are you doing chatting to people, John?
Human interaction.
That's
overrated.
Which is now illegal.
Yes. So yes, I can see how I was wrong.
I am.
That's why it's illegal. Because of that night.
The points. I don't interact with people. Illegally.
The most amazing part of this is Esther actually doesn't interact with people to the point that I've seen her reading that off a bunch of notes. This has been entirely scripted. Makes no eye contact. It's a very good monologue.
I don't. Yeah.
But the first time we gigged together in Edinburgh, I said, She's a mardy arse.
He slags me off every opportunity.
I thought you hated me.
In the sandpit, though.
No, no, no. Like, I just thought she had...
He was like, I don't know what your problem is, woman. You stupid whore.
I don't know what slutty problem is.
Yeah, I appreciate that was the name of his show that year, but what did he say to you?
What's your problem, you slutty, slaggy whore? Why did no one come and view my show?
My first problem is I'm a slaggy, slutty whore.
Is that a title Paul quote on your face?
Yeah, very much a Paul quote. Yeah.
Slaggy, slutty whore.
Next year's Paul quote.
Rich Wilson.
Oh dear. Right.
This has descended into awfulness.
Just got moody face.
You've got a
resting bitch face, they call it, don't they?
You call it that.
No,
and
it's a resting bitch.
Resting rich face.
Resting rich face.
Right, ball number five, family Christmas traditions. Have you got any?
No.
Do you know any weird ones? Oh, you are such good value.
She doesn't interact with people. Why would she interact with her family?
This is how you win points. Yeah, anyway, I love it. Yes, I love
I should have got the points for the last.
Have you thought about yes ending, Esther? Say, no! No! Hello, doctor. Fuck off. I'm on a boat.
second category. No points allocated yet. Family.
Everyone point at Tom Tuck quickly.
Hang on. I haven't got any like funny ones. I bet John has. Come on. Us your quirky traditions that you do in the commune.
Shut it.
I've never been so insulted for being so much funnier. That's amazing. We don't really have any family traditions, to be fair. The only real family tradition is that the whole family used to get together, and then my grandmother would eventually sort of watch her daughters showing each other like their kids' school reports, get sick of it.
School reports?
Yeah. Like with my auntie who'll go nameless.
At Christmas?
Yeah. They'll walk around and go, have you seen how well Daniel's doing? Have you seen how well Daniel's doing? I was like, no one's ever seen one of his accomplishments. He's a fucking loser. But nevertheless, and Dan, if you're listening, you know that's true. You know full well that's true. Don't fucking complain about the bourgeois on Twitter again, you little cunt. Anyway,
everyone needs to do that at Christmas. I think Christmas should just be everyone pulling out paper proof of their achievements.
That's literally all that would happen.
I want like Duke of Edinburgh Awards, swimming certificates, and just throwing them.
Yeah, but first you have to achieve them.
5 metres. Yeah.
Now that should be in the crackers when you're at the crackers. Instead of a joke, it's got your achievements on the
paper. Well, it'd be like the coins
just
and the pudding.
Yeah.
You reach down, you bite in. Oh no, it's your child's accomplishment. Fine. And eventually my grandmother would get sick of it. And what she would do is she would never admit that she found all of her children and grandchildren tiresome. So she would just go, my husband wants to leave! And you would watch him, he'd just be having a drink, like the only drink he's allowed all year, and he would just sort of go, gentlemen, it's time to go. And that'd be that.
That's an amazing
Christmas
tradition. Oh, yeah.
Do you have any traditions then? I don't have any. We don't do any. I think it's just a gathering, and we all just moan about the telly.
My mum gets an Iceland prawn ring every Christmas Eve. That's a tradition of ours. I don't know how
what
it
is
happens.
That? What is an Iceland
prawn? Sounds like you need a cushion.
Iceland prawn ring is it's a sex move in Cardiff.
Me and my mum do it's, together.
It's cheap and it's cold. It smells fishy.
And she does it once a year.
With a hat on, weirdly.
Seafood sauce is involved and occasionally some shredded lettuce.
Good Lord.
You've taken something really wholesome and you've ruined it.
Yep.
Well, we've ruined some holes with it.
That's what we do.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We always watch The Snowman on Christmas Eve.
Well, what's he doing?
Is it just outside?
Yeah.
You two are really good. You two should be on the telly sometime.
Yeah, not.
I was.
Not for family viewing.
I was on TV for 3 years. No one watched. No one cared.
What were you on?
It was called Video Game Nation. It was on Challenge TV. I think I've met every person who ever viewed it. There were four of them, and two of them didn't like it very much.
What the fuck is Challenge TV?
That's a great question. It's named after the experience of finding the fucking thing.
Well, that challenge. Next up.
Way to explain a joke, Rich.
No, no, man. Now then. As I said it, I went, yeah.
Rich has got of his own, just criticism for other people.
Yeah, I've got no story. That was a real ruin all yours.
That's why he's dead inside.
As I jumped off the cliff and I was waggling my feet.
What happened there?
It's a real shame I didn't circulate these 2 weeks in advance for you to prep something, isn't it? Imagine.
I did prep something and I wrote down my answer. We watched The Snowman on Christmas Eve.
What was he doing?
Arcade.
And then I said to Rich, I'll say that, and you say, what was he doing? And it will be hilarious.
And I'll do it twice.
I can see why Joe Alden's dead. This is great. Gee, the British theatre really went down after that bloke died, didn't it?
I do remember when I was a kid, and my entire family, and I was too young to drink, but my sisters were old enough to drink, and my parents were drunk. And I remember everyone got so drunk that they all passed out and I spent Christmas Day by myself. It was like a Home Alone, but instead of them forgetting me, they were all just blackout drunk. And I just had like Christmas dinner by myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's nothing worse than Christmas dinner on your own.
My mum served it and she was just like, she was so drunk. I remember her just slamming everything down. She's like, I've got to go and have a lie down. She passed out. My dad was like, yeah, I'm going to go and lie down. And everyone just passed out. So I just sat and had Christmas dinner by myself.
Pulling the cracker on your own.
Tom Tuckett's not funny.
Well, to be fair...
This is essentially abuse.
Yeah, it's very rare that you brine the turkey with your own tears afterwards.
Salty boy.
Yeah, real salty boy.
We never ate turkey.
What did you have?
What did you have then?
We used to have lamb.
Okay. Oh, everyone fucked off to bed.
Lamb? It's great.
Lamb's beautiful. We have that in Australia.
Yeah, it's
for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Turkey.
You've got to suffer through turkey. That's the meaning of Christmas.
No, it isn't. The meaning of Christmas is that a small Jewish refugee was born. Have you forgotten? What is this turkey holiday you describe?
Oh, no, I've been doing this wrong.
and to celebrate that, I ate alone as a child.
Harrowing.
Best day. That was actually probably one of my best Christmases. Quality Street to myself, watched what I wanted to watch on TV.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. They didn't come around till about 7. And that is the first time I've ever used Rohypnol on my family.
So you might want to workshop that
these
one.
These memories are pretty.
And a happy new year.
Which is when they regain consciousness.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Let old acquaintance be forgot just like the last few days.
It's one way to get through Christmas.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
My mum used to invite waifs and strays, local friends, like that didn't have anywhere to go at Christmas, usually because they were arseholes. So it'd be who's coming to dinner? And she invited this one horrible woman 1 year who I didn't like at all, who was wearing a sparkly pink cowboy hat. We never got to the bottom of that.
Well, that's a bold move, isn't it?
No, but my mum likes me to sing on the karaoke. She thinks I'm very talented. It's a mother's misguided thing.
She's right. Think you're very talented.
I think
very much. I mean, it is Christmas.
The conversation reached such a point at the dinner table. It was like, why aren't you married yet? Because the other person my mum had invited was an old
Because I think the hat woman's a real fucking giveaway, isn't it?
So hat lady was there with this other guy that she apparently wasn't together with. And he was badgering me, I think I was like 25, about why I wasn't married off and how I was on the shelf. That was a joy. So when my mum said, do you want to sing a Christmas song? I thought, yes, that sounds like the lesser of two evils. And I heard Pink Hat Lady in the toilets chatting to herself in the mirror about how I could be the next Robbie Williams if I wasn't so fat. So that was my least favourite Christmas.
I don't think weight is what...
Yeah, that's what was told in my musical career back.
No, not at all. No, to be fair, Vix, it's not...
You could be the next Robbie Williams. Yeah, but I'm never going to be a Robbie Williams because I'm
How does
not...
being good at singing hold you back? I can't understand. I don't understand the being good at singing... And the marriage bit, what? You've got to be good at singing to be married.
There was a lot at that table.
Whistling women always wed.
No, that's true.
I forgot about that.
Singing women always wed.
You walk the streets and there's just women just singing, desperate for being picked up.
Are you thinking of musicals?
Yes, that's
what musicals go out on a T-shirt. Singing women always wed.
We've been inside a long time, haven't we?
I don't sound so your mum invited the woman with the pink hat. She brought a bloke.
Who was mean and misogynist. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's a bad tradition.
It wasn't my favourite.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I could have been Robbie Williams now. Instead
you could have been Robbie Williams.
I'm here at Cavendish going in live with you guys, you know, failing to control
look,
John
I'm
Robinson
so, to be honest, I'm so hurt by what this, you know, pink-headed idiot
how old
said
were
to
you?
You.
Like 25?
Oh, that's such a...
And it's such a long time ago. It's so awful.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm clearly over it. I brought it up 11 years later.
Let's find her.
Yeah,
I'll
look
her.
Let's beat her up.
Yeah.
Let's turn that pink hat red, I say.
I bet she's still got that shitty pink hat.
Oh, I bet she does. And him.
South Wales will run with blood.
Why would you turn up to someone's house in a pink hat for Christmas? That's a dick move.
That's the worst part.
I mean, that was her best effort.
Also, I mean, the thing that's upsetting is she's there going, oh, you could be the next Robbie Williams if it wasn't this. She shouldn't have fucking body shamed you. You could be the next Robbie Williams if you could sing.
Well, it's
but
true,
you can't
though,
do
when you're
that.
Listening into someone having a conversation with themselves, you never hear anything nice about yourself. So maybe it's
well,
me.
To be honest, I mean, I've never once eavesdropped on somebody in a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's actually a very creepy thing to do out of nowhere.
It was
you
a small
could be the
house,
Robbie
okay?
Williams if you weren't such a massive perv.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that woman in the pink hat, I must hear her shit. I must go over there.
A creepy boy.
Oh, gee, I got what I deserved, didn't I?
I was hiding behind the sister at the time. I just had to be there, all right?
You're like the new Chuck Berry.
Like,
listen to people in bathrooms.
Crawl through the U-bend and lo and behold, I saw something I didn't want to see.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give you a point for that. That's nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. You'll be,
you've got a 50 point now. I'm just enjoying turning this while I compose my thoughts because I've just traumatised myself with a thing from the past I've repressed.
If it helps you, if it helps you at all, Vix, my grandmother, the same one who used to finish Christmas when she was sick of it, like, no, that's it, baby Jesus dead, fuck off, right? She got off a plane one Christmas, gave me my present at the airport. It was an open, unwrapped copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People. I went, you need this. And just made unending eye contact. So don't worry.
Oh, we've all had it.
Yeah, of course.
That's what Christmas is about, apparently.
Entirely.
But anyway, let's talk about Christmas songs.
Oh, yes. Know any? I hear you're very good on the karaoke.
Yeah, I could sing.
What's the song that you sang that day?
I can't remember. I've repressed it.
That's a great tune. That's Mariah Carey.
Yeah, it is. It's a
so Christmassy.
I don't want to be here.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah, you hear the sleigh bells come in. Whoa, shit, what's that?
I mean, it's relatable. I'd buy that. What's your feel for Christmas music, though? Do you like it? When do you start listening to it?
I love Christmas music.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it.
What about the new stuff? Is the old stuff?
What's the new stuff?
Well, the ones that are trying to usher in, like Ariana Grande.
I don't know who that is.
How do you not know who Ariana Grande is?
I recognise the name, but she literally, if she walked through that door, I wouldn't know who it was.
I love
none of us would.
You have gone full Mariah Carey. I don't know her. The top selling female artist of 2020.
I don't know.
Never heard
but
of
I don't
her.
Know who anyone is. I literally, you heard me outside when everyone was talking about different people, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm like the worst person for someone
to you do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know who anyone is.
We've had many journeys.
Yeah,
you've really got to have run
who's going to how do you function? I'm like, I don't know.
What do you look at? What do you listen to?
I remember a time you and I were out in the back of a garden, right? A bunch of police showed up. We'd been hanging out with the Messiah, and then he went, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I remember you doing it. Yeah. I don't know. We got arrested. Yeah. And then you, I don't know.
I don't know
who that is.
It was his gig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a bringer. That's why there were 12 of us.
I don't know the dude. Don't know the dude.
Don't know him.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. They're going to pull me head out of the bucket soon. I don't know him.
No, but you're thinking about Easter. This is the Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. That's what the eggs were
about. Hey, I'll tell you. Oi. Easter is just Christmas with 5 extra months.
What's Ariana Grande's Christmas song?
It's not worth listening to.
Well, how does it go? Sing it.
It just sounds like Santa Baby, but done in a slightly more modern style.
Okay.
Because apparently you can't write a new Christmas song.
Santa Baby, lick my wet ass pussy. These are the only songs I listened to this year.
I don't think Santa should be doing that.
Not if he's going into people's homes. Imagine he has to be
CRB
changed.
Yes, you will.
That's a night of 90s.
Yes, you will. Now your beard is slick. Now come over here and choke on my dick. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, release that.
Why not?
Great.
Why not?
I don't like that Christmas.
Fine, don't use this mic. I've just spat all over it.
COVID doesn't know.
That's my Christmas song.
Yeah.
Don't use this mic. I've spat all over it.
You're a muso, Rich. What do you think of Christmas music?
I'm really cool. So okay. I know there's
that's,
a really good
that's
Christmas
the whole
album.
Mark of cool, that is when you have to self-proclaim it.
Yeah. I'm that cool. I have to tell you that I'm cool.
Oh Jesus Christ! You're like Mike, the cool person.
Yeah.
Young ones.
I'm really rad.
Oh no.
And I'm gnarly.
You're
I can hang
friends.
10 with the best of them. Oh.
Surfing lingo. Wrong country. Jesus.
Yeah, no. Never surfed in my life.
I know.
There's a great. All right, mate. Don't get a point for that.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I've just you just ruined
what
you.
Price pity?
Yeah. Okay.
She's essentially just Robbie Williams, you.
That was awful. I actually feel bruised and broken.
The story is she was the one who owned the pink hat.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you announce to a room that you're cool. Everybody gets really jealous and then piles on. This is what's happening now. It's like school all over again. It's just rude.
Oh, I think
that's definitely what's happening.
If you had posted that on Twitter, you would have just been ratioed, Sunshine.
Ratio. That's what I was trying to remember earlier.
From an earlier maths equation? What the fuck's going on?
When people jump up and they thumbs down your videos, it's called being ratioed.
Is that what's going to happen to this video?
That's what we were talking about offset.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. What, about TikTok?
Yeah. No, something else.
I don't understand.
Anyway.
About TikTok, that's modern.
I don't know what TikTok is.
The best Christmas song is by The Darkness.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Defend it.
Go on.
What's it called?
Great! Great! Fantastic!
Don't let the bells end.
Don't let the bells end.
It's called Merry Christmas brackets. Don't let the bells end.
I stand by my first answer.
You have just been corrected by a man in velvet shoes.
Which is the title of my favourite Christmas song. Everything you've done this year, for Christ, you should have genuflected. You have just been corrected. I'm wearing velvet shoes. Great song.
Oh, wow.
Great song.
He gets a point for that. Come on.
I think that's Tom Tuck's new theme tune.
That was improv squared. Wonderful.
That was a real
Everyone
delight.
Who improvs
yeah.
is a square. There we go. How else would they get love? That's anyway, so now.
Do you have a view on Christmas songs?
I do. I've got a favourite Christmas song, which is... This is the worst. It's by very, very sad divorcee, Loudon Wainwright, who had a... Yeah, there you go. Tom, how are you? Loudon's got a bunch of kids who are singer-songwriters, mostly because of what a shit dad he was, and they're all better at it than he is, and they all communicate to each other through songs, and it's very funny. But he's got a song called Christmas Morning. Okay. Which I just really like because it's mostly just him talking about because it's Christmas, he can park the car conveniently. The banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. Streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning. And then after that, it gets depressive really fucking fast.
Is it morning spelled M-O-R? Or is
no,
it
no, no, no.
M-O-U-R. M-O-U-R.
Trust me, he's not above that pun in any way. The guy who wrote a song called A B-Side, which is about him being a bee.
Wow.
And it's on the other side of the album. Yeah, but it's a great little
He kid. Sounds as cool as me.
Yeah, he does.
You guys should talk.
You guys hang out a bit, do you?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I've lost sight of why we're here.
Spin those balls, baby.
Clickety-clack.
Again, I'm just collecting my thoughts. So this is the show.
So why do I do this?
20 and North, collecting my thoughts.
Yeah. Guilty Christmas pleasures.
I mean, I could say... Get
sucked off by the girl dressed as Rick from Rick and Morty.
Twice. Yeah.
You're not
every
that.
Year she comes round.
You're not topping that.
Comes down the chimney.
A prawn ring.
Bring some prawns here.
Literally just prawns, guys. It was prawns from Iceland on a plastic thing that's never going to biodegrade that costs £3. King prawns shouldn't cost that little.
Yeah, that is a worry. That is a worry.
They were not
that's
ethically farmed.
ethically, no.
Nah, no. Battery farmed they were.
Battery yep. farmed.
You want your prawn to be able to roam. Roam free.
You want them, you want prawns that have been able to gallop the land.
I hate caged prawns, so yeah, upsetting.
I know. You can taste the unhappiness.
I'll let my
you
mum
can.
Know.
You can.
Yeah, in a prawn ring. Guilty pleasures. Dunno, I get well. I mean, we all just binge eat, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah, but there's no guilt there. It's a nice thing to do. I know what I like to do on a Christmas day.
Don't
like
say shove it up your ass.
What?
Specifically.
For the food, 100%.
It goes up my ass first.
Yeah, no, no. I break the legs off the turkey. Up it goes. Straight up there. And we play a game, see how many turkey legs I can get there.
Couldn't do that with a lamb leg.
See how many coins you can get out.
Yeah, you couldn't do that with a lamb leg.
No, you can't do that with a lamb leg. Absolutely not. With a prawn ring, as many as you like.
Exactly.
As many as you like.
How many prawns can we stuff up John's ass?
To be fair, if they
see Christmas
people, I think.
If they've been cage farmed, you're just returning them to where they lived, essentially.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then I cry into a camera. That's what I like to do. Every Christmas, I shove as many prawns up my rectum as I can.
Until it brings you to tears.
Yeah. And then I turn to the camera and say, these prawns lived this way. Look. And I slowly remove them one by one. And I give them names. Little Gerald is here.
Oh,
and I drop them in a bucket for later use.
Awful nativity.
Yep, it's the worst. But then what we do is you hang them on the tree. Lovely to see. Big prawny tree. Prawny ass tree, we call it.
Why is it barbecue sauce on these prawns?
Well, is it barbecue sauce or is it shit? A great question.
Thanks for explaining the joke, John.
No, I know. Boom. Well, somebody had to. The smarter viewers needed to enjoy it. All right, great.
Anyway, I think I get a point there.
Sorry.
No, that'll be one for Johnny, but that's okay. I'll participate in your little human game.
I think I should get a point for that one.
Well, hang on. No, hold up. I'll do impressions of Esther. Here we go. Just ask me anything. Ready? Here you go.
Christmas guilty pleasures.
No.
I mean, that was fine.
No, that was scarily accurate. That was so accurate.
Rich, have you got anything to contribute?
Yeah, why are we cussing me out? He's contributed nothing apart
from nothing
to
add.
I'm cool.
But I am
and we
cool.
all disputed that claim.
You can't sit there looking like a kebab shop owner and tell people you're cool.
Hey, that was a great joke. It was a lot funnier 2 hours ago when she said it over the table.
Yeah. I would have to if you owned the shop.
Yeah, it was really. Wow. Yeah. She really tested that line when we were having conversations
she
earlier.
She fucking honed that. Yeah. Yeah. Someone's been preparing.
Ooh, hello, roast battle. What's going down?
I don't have any.
Do you have a contribution?
No, not really. Oh. Guilty. There's nothing guilty about my life. I don't know. It's all a bit. It's just going round and seeing different families and finding out which one annoys you the least.
Well, that gives
and spending
you
more time there rather than like you go. All right, we're going to see them, and then we're going to see them quickly, and then we're going to see them quickly, and then we'll stay at this house because we like those people.
I'm a little perturbed. Is this your family?
Yeah, what's your name?
Are you just driving the neighbourhood? No, I see which one we like best.
And obviously, we're not allowed to do that this year. It's all illegal, so we just, I can't see any of you. So I'm going to just sit and shove prawns up my arse.
Don't steal my material.
Yeah. I can't give you points to somebody else's joke.
Yeah. And points at Tom Tuck. Okay.
Tom's looking like a winner at this point.
Can somebody please point at Sakiza for fuck's sake?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Sakiza also in the next episode.
Very
New
blingy,
Year.
The
yeah,
pair
special.
Of them. Very blingy.
Very blingy.
We don't have any, there's no traditions.
I know.
There aren't
We've
any
got...
kind of guilty pleasures and things like that. It's just kind of.
You've lived such bleak lives. Is this how you've got into comedy?
That's why I'm in comedy.
Do we want to play that game? Have we reached 45 minutes of the Edinburgh show already? Because I could be sadder than any human being if you want. Like out of nowhere. Anyway, then the bitch was sucking me cock. My dad's dead.
Comedy, okay.
In the first lockdown, there's somebody I know, and they were having online quizzes with the whole family. And I'm like, this is fucking weird. But it's not weird, is it? It's just weird because my family are weird.
Yep. No, so your family don't communicate, really?
Not really, no.
Right, so we're getting to the bottom of that.
Yeah, that's why I'm cool when they're
You get
not.
Your therapy done on your own time, yeah. Richard.
Oh, sorry.
We're here for funsy onesies.
Well, sometimes the conversation takes a turn and you just can't turn back.
Richard's just at home staring in a mirror going, they don't talk to you.
I'm cool. Cool, I'm cool.
You're too cool.
I should
you're
take
really
off
cool.
this pink hat.
She could have been Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm doing this. Yeah, anyway.
But Robbie Williams isn't a great singer.
No.
No,
that,
not
that's,
at all.
That's why it was shady on two friends. Yeah. Like, I wasn't talented enough to be a good singer.
That's like, oh, you could have been a great singer like Rex Harrison.
Oh, yes.
Why? We have to eat for that.
That was great.
No, but he was always in musicals. And no, he
Rex Harrison.
I love Rex Harrison in musicals.
He just talked all the songs. He'd be like, and then I walk into this. Why is this man a musical star?
So good. The music swells up beneath him and there's no way he can match it. It's so brilliant. I saw a dog.
And then you, well, and it's like, no, the man can't sing.
It's so good. So good. Everyone feels
well, it's like Lee Maven.
I don't know who Ariana Grande is, but I can talk about Rex Harrison until the cows come home.
She's very much the Rex Harrison.
I am a young, hot woman. I'm on point with my Victorian references.
I think this is the last ball.
Oh,
I don't know how much time we've been on. I'm tired. Does anyone have any points? Well, I don't know, Sakisa, well, today. We'll find out next.
You know, just quietly, I mean, you know, I remember during Christmas in the First World War that the Germans and the Allies, they put their guns down, they all stood up and they had some lovely times, and maybe that's what's happening. Maybe this is an armistice over Christmas. And
you remember that, do you?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. Me and Rex Harrison. Big times. Rex Harrison was going, I tell you what, some stupid bitch is going to say I was alive in the Victorian era. Fucking date herself doubly.
He was always playing parts which were Victorian.
Well, of course he was. He was fucking ludicrous in any other age. Even at the time, I was like, how are you the only bloke in the fucking trenches wearing a waistcoat? How have you done this? Oh dear, the Boche are firing.
And women are always like swooning. And he's the most unappealing person
it's
ever.
It's so bad. And they're all British actors. Like, all British actors are just that sort of charmingly level of
we
ugly.
We should do a new podcast just about Rex Harrison.
Oh, 100%.
This is Comedy Arcade. Ball number 18. It's Irrational Dislikes.
Irrational Dislikes.
I'll tell you who I hate. Fucking cunt Rex Harrison.
How dare you.
How dare yourself.
Irrational dislikes are what to do with Christmas?
Generally.
The Bond films. Bond films. Christmas Bond films.
Christmas Bond films.
Christmas Bond films.
Christmas Bond films.
Or Bond films that are always on at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specifically starring Daniel Craig.
Are they on often?
They're always on at Christmas. And he's got a mouse. He does.
He's got a mouse.
He's got a mouse. Yeah, it's a rescue. You hate a man who owns a pet. He's specifically for
about.
What is happening?
I want to know about Daniel Craig's mouse. Daniel Craig's Christmas mouse.
Is he up his ass?
My irrational dislike is Daniel Craig's mouse. And I will challenge anyone to prove me wrong.
He calls it Q. It's really great. Anything it brings to him, he says, oh, that's
you
a
wanted
good
irrational, gadget. And I delivered.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig's mouse. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know, Rich. You probably wouldn't understand because you're so cool.
I'm so cool.
Quickly, bully the cool boy. Yeah. It's our chance, Esther.
You fucking nerds.
Oh, he's got us. He's got us.
Oh, no.
I mean,
we're
to
on
be
the
fair, he did go quiet while we talked a lot about Rex Harrison, so he probably is the cooler one.
Yeah, that is
my
true.
Silence that is spoke true. Volumes.
Release it.
I am the Rex Harrison of comedy.
In the sense that you're talking, but you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Should be singing. No, Bond films at Christmas, specifically starring Daniel Craig.
Why were we going with the
I
mouse
dislike?
Thing?
Because of the mouth.
Mouth. Oh,
mouth. Oh, it was all a humorous ruse.
I said mouth. It came
clear what you were saying, and we were being dicks.
Oh. What a surprise!
Daniel Craig's mouth.
Daniel Craig's mouth.
That makes complete sense now.
Oh, that's my irrational fear of Christmas.
Oh, fear?
I don't know. Fear.
She's afraid of.
You've got
Craig's
two emotions,
mouth.
And they are fear and loathing. This is great.
Rich.
Daniel Craig's mouth. Honestly.
Mouth. Oh. He's always does that.
It's just the. Do you know what?
Sorry, like, what does he do for the listeners?
For the listeners, go for the list, go onto Google and type Daniel Craig.
By the way, you've gone nearer to your microphone. Everyone,
hello, hello, hello.
Now look, you poor bastard. You're probably blind. Let me patronise you.
Esther was pursing her lips in a Daniel Craig-esque.
Holy fuck, is that Daniel Craig?
Yeah, looks like a ball bag. So if you two have got anything you'd like to offer now, because...
Yeah, you don't actually host the show, Esther. That's all right. Don't worry. Let Bix have fun.
Have you got anything to offer?
Oh, what of irrational dislikes? I'll tell you what. You know, that moment where the sun goes down at about 4:30 and you're feeling a bit shit because of seasonal affective disorder, and then you remember you still have to do a fucking podcast.
Yeah. Very relatable.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, one for the table.
That's true.
One for everybody. A bit of forceful jollity.
You realise you've got 17 king prawns up your ass.
Well, yeah. It's a wonderful thing to do. Practising for Christmas. Hope to get it to 30. Yeah. And not from Iceland either. We're going to get them fancy Waitrose ones.
The ones that still have...
Oh, they're long.
Still got the showers.
That's the most important thing. Look, what I want to do is go to a proper seafood restaurant and get them while they're still alive, just so I can feel something.
Yeah.
At this late stage. Just as they suffocate. Yeah. There's not a lot of oxygen up there. You all right? Is that an impression of my arsehole? Fuck, it looks like Daniel Craig's face. What's that about?
Daniel Craig doesn't... He does that.
That's right.
Yeah, it looks like just like your arsehole.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, you know,
why do I know?
Don't show us. We'll believe you.
That's fine with me. You know, I really like the idea that off the back of this, I just sound like someone who's sort of been a winner of a lot of Japanese game shows.
A whole chair. We didn't think it was going to go
We've never seen a gaijin do that much to himself.
It's like a human cupboard. The room of requirement.
Yes. Good Lord. It's like a TARDIS.
With TARDIS sorts.
They're a double act. Rich just crawls inside John's arse. We just see Rich's feet dangling out.
Hanging out of John's arse.
And all we hear is a muffled...
Rich, have you got a
care anymore. hang on, wait, that was disrespectful and I apologise. I'm cooler than that.
Okay, welcome back to Commit to the Gimmick. And everyone's found the thing that they're doing. Esther hates life, John's pissed, and I'm Rich
like,
is cool.
I like Christmas Fonz.
Oh, it jumps the shark.
It's just the whole wholesome bollocks of it all. It's the white Christmas. I mean, yeah, it's so wholesome shoving prawns up your arsehole.
Have to keep circling back to
it's
that.
It's the white Christmas. It's this.
That's how you get a pink hat.
This weirdness. if it's like finishing the meal in a restaurant.
The red from their shell gets off on you.
We don't have to keep circling back to that, Rich. Right.
What was the song?
It's this shit about this white Christmas. There's always this thing about, white Christmas and snow. I'm 48. There's been one white Christmas. That was 1983. It's just this shit that is going to be... It's going to be white Christmas and we're all going to walk around singing carols to each other. And it's like, it isn't that. Just be more real, all right? You're all going to get gifts that you're going to take back or not receive any at all. Your family hate you.
That was a moment.
And it's just shit. It's just shit. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
This has been Christmas Comedy Arcade. I'm going out on Christmas Eve. Now, normally I would ask you all to tell us what you're doing while I totted up the scores. It's not going to take me long, so you can be as brief as you like.
Top one, I think.
It's looking good for Tom Tuck.
You want...
What are you doing with your life? Yeah, for Christmas in general. This goes out, as I said, on Christmas Eve. Very uplifting. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Christmas, I will just be at home... eating and having a lovely leg of lamb.
And if people want to look you up for more comedy gold like this,
Instagram.
Esther
My
Manito.
Name, Esther Manito. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I don't have anything cooler like TikTok. Come on, Rich, tell us about your TikTok and all the bits you make.
Rich, what are you doing? Cool. What are you doing with your life?
Staying in, crying. I'm actually looking forward to Christmas. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
have you got any uplifting, festive podcasts planned?
Oh, yeah, no, actually, I'm just going to have a really normal
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and I do have a podcast, Insane in the Fembrane and Insane in the Membrane.
And you do a radio show now.
I do a radio show on Islington Radio called The Tuned Up Time Machine. There we are. I'm very cool.
He's so cool.
I'm so cool.
Oh my god, he's so cool.
I'm so cool. I'm going to invent the new things. Not even TikTok. You haven't even heard of it yet. It's gonna be a new thing.
Okay, Grandad. John, yeah. What about you?
Hey, guys, did you all, like, Esther and Vix, did you find yourselves, like, really intimidated, like, during the show? Because Rich is so fucking cool.
I know.
Cool.
He'd never acknowledge it, though. He's so humble about it, and that's what really makes it for me. He'd never acknowledge cool. it.
He doesn't say it, but it feels like he is. It's yeah. so amazing.
Yeah. You're lucky that I'm here.
Yeah, I'm
not busy. Available yeah, to be booked really by me.
Yeah, I actually have a day job now. Please book me for stuff.
Yeah. I am on Twitch almost every single day at Robotron, Robotron.
Smashing it too.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm doing okay. On Christmas Eve, if you're listening to it now, I'm probably online. No. To be fair, I'll probably be on air now. Just come over. We're doing an Orphan's Christmas on Christmas Day as well. And, yeah, I'm just on there 6 days a week. We do two shows a day most days. Lots of fun. It's not just me sitting playing video games. We've got characters.
Or shoving prawns up his ass.
What's that?
Or shoving prawns up your ass.
Well, no, they don't let you do that. No, that's the only fans, to be honest. No. Only Prawns is the name of that website.
AskPrawn.com.
AskPrawn.com. I own that. Please. I own that.
Please log on to AskPrawn.
Yeah, it's .com.au. They wouldn't let us have it in the UK. Really draconian, you people. But, and I'm on Twitter at Robotron, Robotron. It's like an Australian robot. There we are.
Amazing. This has been Comedy Arcade, and what a riot it has been.
Who won?
I've had a great time.
I had a lovely time.
I had a really good time. I don't know why Vix was making out that this wasn't really good.
I don't get it. I thought this was fantastic.
The three separate podcasts we were all on were great.
Yeah, I think
we had a good time.
So the winner was John.
Yay!
Richard lost.
quickly, run for second. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you were first on a record-breakingly low 12 points. Closely followed by Esther on 9 and Rich.
Yes.
Too cool for points on 6.
Yes, I don't need your points.
Yes.
As teased by the whole panel, listen in next week to our New Year's special that includes Tom Tuck.
Yeah! And
Sakiza! Yay!
All right.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
And that was Festive Comedy Arcade. If you liked it, please subscribe and rate us 5 stars. It really is all we want for Christmas. And if you didn't like it, I've been Ebenezer Scrooge, and may you be cooked with your own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through your heart.
It was Christmas Eve, but
hey, the drunk
tank. Old man said to me, you could be Robbie Williams.
Where's my pig hat?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.